The U.S. added more jobs last month, according to yesterday's national jobs number. But the losses are still huge in Atlantic City, New Jersey, where four casinos have closed this year, a fifth teeters, and more than 7,000 people have been laid off. Dealers, greeters, cooks, and maids in the hotels and casinos. And that could mean a future filled with boarded windows and abandoned buildings. Back in 1976, Atlantic City bet its future on gambling. The city had lost glitter since its golden times in the 1940s and 50s, when it was a favored summer spot with a broad beach, the boardwalk, pastel resort hotels, and the home of the Miss America pageant. The city fell into debt, crime, and decrepitness by the 70s. Atlantic City bet that legalized gambling could bring back hope, glory, and ka-ching. Louis Malle's 1980 film, Atlantic City, he had Robert Goulet sing a ring-a-ding anthem for a time to come.
Be there when I bet on 10, I bet on you. Remember how they put you down. There's not an empty room in town.
Back in 1987, we interviewed Joe Wittersheim at the Golden Nugget, who remembered the early days of gambling in Atlantic City.
One of my fondest memories is in 1978, coming down to Atlantic City and standing on the boardwalk while people lined up to get in the casino. 10 o'clock in the morning, security guards opened the door, and these people with their coin cups and change ran to the slot machines. And I said, what a fascinating industry this is. People are actually running to give you money. I said, I need to become part of it.
But gambling is no longer a safe bet. Thousands of casinos have opened in the United States, in major cities and on Indian reservation lands nearby, which we saw for ourselves this week in Atlantic City. But a casino like the Taj Mahal, or on the floor of it now, have lost are the day trippers, people who get on a bus in Philadelphia or somewhere else in New Jersey or in Queens Astoria, and to come to Atlantic City in a casino like this for a day, spend 8 hours in front of a slot machine, have a couple of drinks, and leave. Now they have other places to go that are a lot closer to home.
That $5 billion that people spent in Atlantic City on gaming is now being split by 30 casinos in Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York, when just 6 years ago it all belonged to Atlantic City.
Don Guardian is the mayor of Atlantic City. He says he has to lay off 200 to 300 city employees by the middle of next year, because taxpayers can't afford to pay for city services like they were slot machines.
Now we can't afford to do it, and everything came crashing down all within a six-month period.
Donald Hardrick was one of the people who was clobbered in that crash. He worked the desk at the Revel Casino Hotel, which closed in September.
It's been hard. I mean, the first week was okay, you know, hanging out, chilling, but now it does get boring after a while. I've been looking at casino job. You know, I've been applying at Borgata, Golden Nugget, Tropicana, resorts, but no callbacks yet.
And after all, more than 7,000 other people in town have lost their jobs too.
7,000 people, and there's not 7,000 jobs, so it's hard. Only thing you do is just apply. That's it. Just apply, pray for the best.
Cindy Almonte lost her job as a dealer at one casino and has been rehired at another, but says people who had full-time work now have to accept part-time jobs that pay less.
People that were full-time at Showbar are now part-time at Caesars or part-time at Harris. You know, they got a transfer, but it's not the same position. So it's still a struggle.
Donald Hardrick has 2 months of unemployment benefits left.
I'm going to be all right. I have my mother. I have money saved up. But there are a lot of people I work with that had families, kids, going to school. I'm going to be okay. I'm worried about, you know, the others that are, you know, maybe a little older, can't really just get up and leave. And, you know, I'm still relatively young, so.
A lot of work in Atlantic City has always been seasonal, tied to the swell of tourists drawn to the sea in the summer. Justin Garrett is a bartender at the Dusk Nightclub at Caesars.
I'm always worried about the winter. The winter is always our slow season, and we always take a hit in the winter, so we try to make what we can in the summer and just, you know, kind of like squirrels, we stockpile for the winter just so we can make it through.
Mayor Don Guardian can see several layers of Atlantic City history from his top floor office window. The old resort town with wedding cake-style seafront hotels and saltwater spas, many of which were left to peel by legalized gambling, and the newer, gaudy, and glassy casinos that now sit dark and empty. What short speech do you give people, business people in particular, about why they should now make a bet on Atlantic City?
Because we are Filene's basement. You're not going to find a better bargain than coming to Atlantic City. $2.2 billion property at Revel, you're going to pick up for about $100 million. $400 million casino that closed other than Revel, you're going to pick up for $25 million.
With the advantage of a little more than a generation of hindsight, did Atlantic City make a bad bet on gaming?
If I could compare Atlantic City on the small scale to the United Arab Emirates on the big scale, these guys figured out they had oil, but it was finite. And so they weren't going to have oil forever, and they needed to do something with their country and decided that having the business capital of the Mideast would make a whole lot of sense. They developed Dubai. Atlantic City had the advantage of the billions of dollars coming through with gaming to do things other than gaming in the city, to fix it up, to diversify, to become a cool place to visit, to become a great place to live. And we didn't take advantage of that. That was our mistake.
Mayor Guardian told us about a plan a Florida man had to build a university in the Revel Casino site. But this week, a Canadian gaming company won the auction for the property. The Revel cost well in excess of $2 billion when it opened 2 years ago. This week it sold for $110
million. I'm glad to see you're born again. Atlantic City, my old friend. You're back upon the map again. You sure came through.